don't do it to me again, bro.
This is where the song plays.
Yeah, it's supposed to come in. Right, you there. And I might have to sing it. Kenny is with us. Kenny, I have a question for you.
Shoot, Gracie.
Have I ever steered you wrong on a movie?
Almost 100% of the time.
Not in this case. Buffalo 66, you had to love it.
This came up during a conversation. We were talking about football in Buffalo, and I really thought that the Bills were going to really play a major, major role in this movie. Kind of like, did you ever see Silver Linings Playbook?
Yes.
So I thought, and that the Birds, the Eagles, played a major role in that movie. I thought it was going to be like that. As it turns out, no, not so much. It's just a movie about people that are bat bleep crazy. I was mad at you probably 5 minutes in. I was steaming mad at you, and I have no idea. Should we give away? Should we give away the ending?
God, it's 20 years old or something.
Oh, is this primetime preview?
Yeah,
and it's an indie film, and it's with this guy.
Crazy Vincent Gallo, who's
Vincent Gallo wrote it and directed it, starred in it, and all of that, blah, blah, blah. The opening scene is him getting out of prison, and he's really got to pee really bad, so he tries to get back into prison where he can pee. And then the next 10 minutes are him looking for a place to go pee. And he wanders into a dance studio where he ends up kidnapping Christina Ricci.
Who is fabulous.
Yeah. And he turns out he's got serious issues with his parents. And the reason he kidnaps her is so he can bring her home to his parents and prove that he's happy and successful, and this is my girlfriend. And
they don't know he was in prison. The parents don't know where he was.
Because he was working for the government or some, working for the CIA or something. And Christina, instead of doing the right thing and objecting and trying to get away, goes along with it and big ups him and talks about how wonderful he is. And then, plays into his crazy, crazy parents. And you were right. What's his name?
Ben Gazzara is a creepy former lounge singer. It's unbelievable.
Oh, and when he goes to play some of his music, he puts on, I don't know who he put on, but he was lip syncing.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't him singing. He was lip syncing. And anyway, his whole objective to this is, and this is where the Bills figure in, who is the kicker that missed the
Scott
field goal?
Scott Norwood, but in the movie, Scott Wood is the kicker.
Right,
and
right.
Instead of sheepishly going off and living his life, Scott Wood comes back, opens his strip joint, and basically taunts everybody in commercials about missing the field goal.
Right. So this movie plays out, and Vincent is absolutely nuts, and he takes a bath with his clothes on.
How much longer is this going to go on?
And on and on and on. And his whole goal is he's going to go kill Scott Wood.
Yes.
So they kill time at a hotel until 2 a.m. when Scott Wood gets into his club. And he's got himself a tiny little purse gun, and he goes in there to shoot him. And I've got to say, I saw the ending coming. I knew what was going to happen, wasn't going to happen. And they showed us all. They showed us him shooting Scott and the police and blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden you flash forward, and he didn't pull the trigger, and he went back. And got back with Christina, and they lived happily ever after. And that, the ending, is the only thing that saved me from a full-on rage at you. I actually, Gracie, I enjoyed the movie.
I actually enjoyed
the stupid movie.
Houston sitting on the couch hour after hour, hoping the field goal is good, is hard to beat.
Yeah. Oh, and the one time, wasn't it the one
good
time
Lord,
they did
how
win?
Long is this going to take?
quiet down, Grandpa. You would have hated this movie. The one time the Bills did win was the morning that the kid was born, so she wasn't able to witness that.
No.
Right, right. And she was wonderful. All the acting in this thing was phenomenal. Anyway, it was a fun movie. But, Such, you would have hated
wrong.
It.
I never steer you wrong.
Oh, no, you have. So that led me down an indie wormhole, and I tried watching a movie called...
I actually have a football question.
Right.
I tried watching a movie called Gummo. Have you ever tried Gummo?
No.
It's a movie about kids in a town in Ohio that was devastated by a tornado, and basically all these kids do is smoke a lot of crack and go around killing cats. I lasted 40 minutes on that. But then, and
the point two I'm all in favor for, but I won't say.
Killing cats, no, I know. No, that's why I brought it up. And finally, Such, just one recommendation for you, Roycey, if you haven't seen it. I sat through the movie called The Lighthouse. Have you ever seen that?
I might have. I don't know.
Out in the last 2 years. It's shot in black and white, and it's about a man, two guys going crazy, manning a lighthouse, and it's a really, really good movie, and I really enjoyed that.
All righty.
There you go. I have one confession to make. I wasn't recording, so we need to start over, and we can redo all that again, okay? Is that okay, Joe?
No, I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. What's up with you, Mayor?
This Higgins guy for Cleveland catches what appeared to be a touchdown.
Yeah, but he fumbled.
He's fumbled because he got drilled in the head as a direct targeting incident. That isn't even reviewable in the NFL?
Nope, they got to throw the flag. No, well, I don't think... I have a different view of that. The guy is launched himself, and Higgins came down to where his helmet was. What was the guy supposed to do? You know,
that was a hell of a lot more injurious than whatever sent Mahomes out of the game. That was a hell of a worse hit than Mahomes took.
Yes, but what I'm saying is the guy is coming over, trying to tackle him before he gets to the end zone, launches himself low, and now the guy brings his head down to where the guy where the helmet is. I've been complaining about that all year. That if the guy brings his helmet down to where your helmet is, it shouldn't be a penalty. I didn't think it was that grievous, but
I thought it was horrible, and I didn't like it. So there.
Well, I rooting for Kansas City. I guess I had that view I didn't want to see the end of Patrick Mahomes in favor of Baker Mayfield, who played pretty well, by the way.
Yeah.
But I know that they might be a little worked up in Cleveland about the no call there, which is interesting, though. Hockley Jr., wasn't he refereeing that game?
Mm-hmm.
He's as idiotic as his old man, loving to call penalties. So it is interesting that they didn't throw the flag, because they threw the flag on everything else. And in the pandemic NFL, we're getting many, many fewer flags, except when this guy referees. So,
I did not know that in 2016, Baker Mayfield for Oklahoma and Mahomes for, Texas Tech?
Yes.
Had a, 66-59 game in which Mayfield threw seven touchdown passes?
Oh, yeah.
And they set an NCAA record for combined yardage thrown? I didn't know that.
And that was when the Big 12, basically, tackling was illegal. Nobody played any defense, and they threw it all over the place. And Mahomes, was kind of tucked away at Texas Tech, which it was good, but not the same kind of a national fame as and Mayfield, because of winning the Heisman and winning at Oklahoma, he ended up being picked number one instead of Mahomes, mm-hmm. Mahomes, actually they weren't in the same draft, but Mahomes was just a tribute to the craftiness of Andy Reid, who said, this is the guy who's going to be great. Mm-hmm. And he went and traded up and got him. And now he can just be fat old Happy Andy over there on the sideline. He'll have him back next week, I would guess. Huh?
Do we have any report on his condition?
Nothing official, but I don't think it's... It seemed as though he was tweeting stuff out after the game, including the tweet, Henny is possible. Anything is possible. Anything is possible, he tweeted out after the game.
Very clever.
Apparently has a good relationship with Henny. And you know what the big advantage for the Chiefs yesterday was, Joel? Because there's only one bye now in each conference. And Green Bay got it in the NFC, but Green Bay had to win the last week to guarantee it. The Chiefs had already wrapped it up in the last week of the season. So this Henny, a wily old veteran, hadn't played all year, but they gave him the last game of the year to play. They were allowed to play the whole game. So my theory is the team wasn't in a complete panic of saying, oh, my God, what are we going to do now when he came into the huddle, you know, because they'd seen him the week before. Right. And fat old Andy pulled it out again with the as I said on Twitter, Andy, your belly is not the only thing that's big. that was a fourth and one there. Not too many people throw it. And
Cleveland should never have punted. They never saw the ball again.
Yeah, but you're fourth and nine, right?
What the hell? Go for it. You got nothing to lose.
But the game, you know what old Bud's theory was? Keep victory possible as long as you can. And by punting, if you go on it fourth and nine, the odds are against you. I thought it was more than that, but Judd said fourth and nine. But if you don't make it, game over. If you punt and stop them, you got a shot.
The possible
Their biggest line. Problem was when they let Henny scramble for 14 yards on third and 15. So then the Chiefs could go for it. So.
Well, anything is possible.
Anything is possible. Anything is possible.
So now you got Brady and Rodgers. That should be interesting.
Rodgers is at a different plane right now than anybody else. You know what's amazing about him? How big his hands are. He can run around with the football stuck in his left hand and not have to worry about it going anywhere. He's got to, boy, is he playing good, though. At 37, he's at the height of his skills. It's amazing.
Be cold and snowy is the early
12
forecast.
Degrees and snowy, yes. I don't know if old Tom's 43-year-old. He's going to need a couple back rubs from Giselle getting ready for this one, I think, so.
They're the 2 o'clock game, and then we go to Kansas City for the later game.
Yes, and it probably won't be a blustery. It'll probably be a little blustery down there in the prairie, too. I have a theory here. I was thinking about this yesterday. There's no option, and it'll never go back, but is this the way football should be decided?
What?
In January? In cold
of course
weather?
Not. But no sport stays within its boundaries anymore.
But I mean, to decide the best football team, shouldn't we be playing on a decent surface? With guys, when you throw the ball to them, they can catch it. Now, it's certainly a manly pursuit at this time of year when you're out there trying to play and it's 20 below zero. But
Pat, should baseball be decided when it's 37 degrees?
No, should not. So maybe. Joe Biden's, when he makes his declarations Wednesday and his request, he should request all sports leagues to play fewer games and have shorter seasons. How about that? I think it would be a very popular.
Should hockey be decided when it's so hot out the ice is melting and creates fog in the building?
We're only playing 60 hockey games, right?
Right.
Isn't that right?
Or 56.
What's normal, 82?
82, right? That's too many. And the NBA, I think, is playing 70. And baseball's going to get started late, too, by the way. But speaking of hockey, I've already plotted out the cup route.
Oh, yeah.
We all assemble up there at the old Schmidt Brewery, right?
Okay.
Come down West 7th.
Yep.
Circle around the X, you know. Maybe have someone make a brief speech at Mears Park there. And then we go up to the state capitol.
Yeah, keep it
and
going.
And my plan is we go up to the state capitol, and then we have Tim Walz and Mr. Pillow make speeches of unity and celebration.
I got you. This could happen.
How about that?
This could happen. Let's do it.
The Pillow Man.
Mike, the Pillow Man.
Get the Pillow Man. Hey, congratulations to the Pillow Man. He has made J.K. Calvin.
Oh, he's doing it? I haven't seen it yet. Yeah.
He showed up at the White House. Trump wasn't even interested in
yes,
talking to him.
That was bad. Yeah. That was bad. I talked to a friend of his yesterday, and they said that he had seen the documents and was not confident that Donald's lawyers would dive into it. And I know one thing. We're going to have all over the nation, we're going to have the guardsmen outnumber the number of protesters, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, boy. Why are we anticipating problems? You got 74 million people who voted for Trump, and about 1,000 of them are nuts. Yeah. Other than that, they're just regular people.
You're way underestimating the...
Give 1,000.
He gives them
1,001.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, 30%.
Oh. No.
No way. Pat, do you know anybody who voted for Trump?
Oh, God, yes.
Well, so do I. Do you know any of them who are nuts?
I am. I know nuts. Some that are still convinced that the election was stolen.
Well, but did they storm the Capitol?
No, they aren't in that group. They aren't in that group. Right. I don't know anybody who stormed the Capitol. No. We didn't storm our Capitol. You mean the
nothing
one?
Nothing happened the big anywhere one. In the country, Pat. Nothing happened over the weekend, thankfully. Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's you know
except
what
the, Otis
you know
Madison,
who we can all thank for these last few days though, Mitch McConnell, who leaving out the possibility of impeachment, so the man cannot go completely insane. Now he can accept cash for pardons, which is happening tomorrow. About a thousand,
a race.
100 of them or something tomorrow.
Wait a minute. You can pay to get a pardon?
You can pay Don. You can't pay most people, but you can pay him. And
I don't know if I have a problem with that.
And you can do that. But I think things, if this was not hanging over his head there, we might see some really crazy stuff going on. But I don't know.
How, well, we're under 48 hours, Pat.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And
your Wild played again tonight, speaking of your Stanley Cup route.
And against a Ducks team that's no good either. So, people were complaining about their schedule because it's all the other time zones.
Yes.
But the three California teams all stink.
Yeah. So we're going to see a win.
So you get to play them 24 times.
You know? Oddly enough, and my wife is not a huge NHL fan, she was complaining that this schedule, just what you said, that why do we have to have our game late because of the West Coast teams?
Well, because there's time zones in this country.
Yes.
Well, I know, but we're playing here in Minnesota, and it's starting, at 8 o'clock or whatever, rather than 7.
Right. Because how many NHL teams are located in the East is the main reason. They're jammed in there, and then they went to the whole Canada one division thing. That's how that happened.
Right, but her point was we should still do it our local time and not have to worry about L.A. time.
You can watch the games down there, huh, Rook?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you tell the Kings they got to start their game at 5, huh?
No, but when you're out west, that's fine. But if you're in the Midwest, you start it at 7 o'clock so normal people can watch.
Tell her
it's a first world problem, I think.
They are starting at 7 o'clock, well, Matt. That's why the Kings were on at 9. There's a time difference.
I can solve this problem. I've been able to solve this problem by not having either FSN or the NHL network on YouTube. Yeah. I can't see nothing.
You got nothing.
Irritating.
Kaprizov, to me, is a rumor.
Yep, same here. I have not seen him skate at all.
I'm going to the opener. I think I have credentials to get into the opener, so I'll get to see him next.
Yeah, how does that work? How does that coverage work?
Yeah, and I have more questions about that, too.
What?
Well, letting some fans in. Are they ticket holders?
Are they letting somebody in?
That I don't
Several
know.
Hundred or something?
They let quite a few in Kansas City yesterday.
Oh, God, yes. They don't care about it.
Green Bay let some fans in.
In Buffalo, for instance, the other night, after that win, there appeared to be some events that did not include social distancing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like throwing up on each other. That hasn't. Did you see that in Buffalo they set up tables in Main Street so people could, like they do in the parking lot, jump on the tables and break them when they're drunk? So,
Right. Yeah, they do the, like, a pile driver.
They get
home. Do they have a make-out with a stranger booth, too? Just randos? Just, come on, let's swap some spit. I should have known about the spectators here. If Walls won't even let our high school kids play without masks, there's no way he's going to let a big crowd into the X.
It won't be a big crowd. I think they're hopeful of having some people here eventually, but I don't know. The way the vaccines are coming out there, it should be any day now, right?
Any day now. We got
any
it.
Any day now, yep.
Maybe by the end of this year.
Yeah.
Do you believe the numbers counts on some of the spectators? I can't remember which game I was watching, but they were saying, there's 10,000 people in here. It looked like there were about 50 people in there. Are you buying that?
Lambeau had, what did they let it in, 11? Did they let it in 11?
They were relatively full. It wasn't full, but there were a lot of people there.
They let in 11, I think, is what they let in. I don't know, Kenny. Last year, when the state amateur baseball team tournament was being played in Shakopee and Milroy and Springfield, and I only got to Shakopee a couple of times, but the limit was 250. I kind of thought that they were counting legs of people in wheelchairs or something, because it looked a little more robust than that. Let me put it that way.
Maybe they just looked big.
Kind of like the guy at the bar stuck up in the Northwoods. One for you and one for me, you know, kind of like, that'll be, there's $5 in the till, $5 in my pocket, that kind of deal. It looked like they were it might have been closer to four there a couple of times.
Hey, just referencing what we were talking about with the vaccination, remember what our soon-to-be outgoing president said, we should have her all wrapped up by Easter.
Yeah.
Remember last year, by Easter, he was going to have it all wrapped up.
Yeah, well, we also were going to, we were going to have 20 million vaccinated by the end of last year, right?
It would be tremendous.
Came in only 19 million short, so that's good. I don't know. Anybody want to rent a condo for about $12 a week, you can go on down there, because I'm not going to go down and stand in that line. In Florida.
Would you go to your estate if you get vaccinated here?
Yeah, I would then. I wouldn't be afraid of them.
You fly?
I don't want to call out certain airlines, but I'd like to have the middle seat. Just because, at my girth, I get, it's... I might need the whole row for the, the 6 feet there. I don't know. I might fly. I might drive.
Does the DA pester you to get to Florida?
No.
Doesn't she want to go to Florida?
She doesn't want to go to Florida.
Really?
Oh, she's locked down, huh?
No, she doesn't like it even when she's down there anyway.
I might have to take advantage of it if you're not going down there.
Here's the problem. 980 square feet is the problem.
Oh,
a little too close for comfort.
The game of flaws. Does that expand the game of flaws?
One level living isn't all it's cracked up to be. when you have a small house that's split three times.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can do it.
You're in the den. There's the kitchen area where you meet, and then there's the upstairs. And everything's hunky-dory. Yeah. Every once in a while, you go up and say, how you doing, honey? You can find watching anything good, and then you go back downstairs. Works out a lot better than one-story living.
And occasionally, you're watching the same shows, like Kenny, but in different rooms.
Yes, right.
The same show in a different room.
Did you see that? No, don't tell me what had happened. I've got it on pause.
We don't do the Orville thing of Orville
two
and the
TVs.
Bride. Two TVs next to each other watching different shows. That was my favorite.
And that's how we lost OT. He sat down to watch some TV and fell asleep and didn't wake up.
Damn.
So he went peacefully.
Lucky.
I see we lost Tom Kelly's son.
Yeah, that was... That was terrible. 42 years old. Rook and certainly knows more about this than me, but he was with three of the Walsh boys, three different Walsh brothers. And those are the Hill Murray Walshes.
Yep.
We have the Creighton Walshes.
Yep.
And the Hill Murray Walshes.
Right.
And the kid I talked to yesterday was Nick Maurer.
Yep.
Who's Hank's grandson. And those are the Hill Murray Maurers. And then there's the Creighton Maurers.
Yep.
So it is interesting. That's what I love about St. Paul is they're all, you know.
Well,
he was Tom Kelly Jr. Horribly died. Age 42, and they found him in his hotel room. He was down there golfing with his buddies. But if you would have guessed, you know he went to St. Thomas, and you know he went to Hill Murray, so you would have said, Maurers and Walshes and, the St. Paul families are unbelievable.
Well, Nate Maurer was a hockey coach over at Visitation SPA for Sophia. And when I was talking to Joe one time, I mentioned Nate, and he said, "Oh yeah, those are the bad Maurers." He jokingly said that. He said, "Those are the bad Maurers."
Well, he was Hank's son, and Hank not as well known, but Hank of that generation was allegedly the best of the athlete, the best of those four Maurers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Jake, I think, was the worst, and then Kenny, and who am I missing? Who's the fourth brother?
The Maurer brothers. Let me look.
Hank could have been a major league player, but then back then it was hard to get signed and stuff like that. They said Hank was the best of the brothers. Kenny,
who's the Maurer I went to school with at Hill? Junior Jake. His name's escaping me.
Jake, Kenny, Joe's brother had to. I mean, Joe's dad had to go to Creighton, I would think.
Do they all have the same grandfather or grandparents?
No. There were four Maurer brothers in the 40s and 50s. Kenny, that were legendary athletes. Jake is Joe's grandfather. Hank, who was supposedly the best of the four, Hank was
Johnny Maurer.
Johnny. Yeah, Johnny and Hank and Joe and Kenny was Kenny Senior was the football coach at Humboldt and other places and I think they were in the bar business together too, right? Three of them were in the bar business. Nick told me that Hank was in the bar business with a couple of his brothers and always thought he was getting the short shift.
And obviously they're all good Catholics, right?
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, Johnny Maurer Sr. ran Maurer's Rec Bar and Grill for 10 years.
Well, it's Johnny Maurer who I went to school with, so that must be his kid.
You went to school with Johnny Maurer that works over at Maurer Chev.
Yep.
He was my English teacher.
Yep.
Hello, buddy.
That's what I like about you Catholics. When you're not drinking, you're repenting.
Or procreating, one of the two.
Right, yeah. Right.
Yeah. But,
how do you like your Gopher basketball team, Patrick?
They are schizophrenic, aren't they?
Aren't they?
They go on the road, and they couldn't beat Fulda High. And they at home, they're a machine. They've beaten the three best teams in the Big Ten Michigan, Iowa, and Ohio State, and they've beaten all three of them at home.
But now the game against Nebraska is canceled.
Yes, but they beat
COVID.
They beat Ohio State and Michigan. Michigan was unbeaten. They had Michigan for the first time in history had beaten. It was like first time any team had done this. Had beaten three rated teams like top 10 or 15 or something by 19 points or more. Nobody had ever done that. And then the Gophers beat them bloody. So it's weird. It's when they make shots, three-pointers, they're tough to beat. And that Leon Robbins, the transfer from Drake, was great on Saturday.
He ate
the freshman's lunch, the same freshman who had beaten him 10 days earlier as bad as he wanted to.
Is he from Australia, that Liam? Or is he just a native Iowa kid?
I don't think he's from Australia, no. I don't know where he's from. But he was at Drake, which, by the way, is 13-0 if he'd stayed there. But his this Conroy, who's an assistant coach to Patino, is his uncle. So he's got to be from here someplace. He's Robin's uncle. So when the kid came time to transfer, the Gophers had a thing. But
earlier you said baseball will start late. Why does that have to be? Let's go. Let's start when the season starts.
I don't want to start in the snow.
Well, no.
That's what he was talking about earlier.
No, I just think they don't have an agreement on. By the way, I heard that Bob Nightingale, who's a great baseball reporter, still for USA Today, I think, reports today that there will be a runner on second and they will play 7-inning doubleheaders.
Oh, no.
But they haven't decided on the DH yet. They're still trying to hold that out as a carrot for the players to agree to some kind of thing. But I don't know. If they're going to play 7-inning doubleheaders, then they have to be taking away the split doubleheader from teams, right? Because, you know, if the Twins got rained out on Friday here since they've been back in Target Field, on Saturday you'd have a 1 o'clock game and a 7 o'clock game, right? Mm-hmm. They'd have the split doubleheader and charge separate admissions. You can't charge separate admissions. I mean, you can't charge separate admissions for 7-inning games. You cannot do that.
That game is trying desperately to abandon me.
Oh, God, yes.
It's just killing me.
The one hopeful sign is Theo Epstein, who left the Cubs, and he was an analytic guy, but not nuts about it. You know, the Red Sox win with him, the Cubs win with him. He has been hired as a consultant to this Manfred idiot, the commissioner, to help them come up with solving on-field problems. In other words, how do we get the game moving?
Mm-hmm.
You know how you get the game moving, Joe?
I know how.
And this would be a very difficult decision for all of us old-timers. There's only one way to get people to swing the bats. 3 balls, 2 strikes.
Mm-hmm.
The strike totals would be, I mean, the strikeout
Wait,
totals
what?
Would be enormous. But the only way you can get these idiots to swing at strike one is to only give them 2 strikes.
That would not
three
be
balls,
how I would
two
do
strikes.
It.
See, wow.
That's just continues down the road of abandoning me. What I would do, and I've always been serious about it, is you get fined for stepping out of the box to adjust your batting glove. And I'm being serious. You get a fine for that.
Yes.
That's it.
But that's the only thing you're going to do?
Well, there's a minute or two right there, each batter. There's a minute or two right there.
Yeah, they're not a minute or two there. You got to get people to swing the bat. You got to. Now, I'm not, you know, I'd have a heart attack watching 3 balls, 2 strikes, but you got to do something to get them to swing the bat. That's the problem. You got to get the ball in
play.
Why are they
not swinging the bat? Trying to
Because they're pitch? Trying to get ahead in the count 3-1 and then launch it. Everybody wants to hit home runs, and no team is more dedicated to the home run as the only way to score runs than this one. All you got to do is look at their draft last year. They drafted like 3 of their 4 top picks were
big bruisers,
big 230-pound loads who couldn't, you know, take 7 minutes to run to first base but might hit a 600-foot
right,
home run.
Right.
So they are dedicated to it here, that philosophy. But by the way, right now, today, the Twins, the 2-time defending champions of the AL Central,
yep,
are 15 games worse than the White Sox.
Really?
Oof. White Sox have loaded up this offseason, and the Twins have done 0. So Twins have gotten worse while they've gotten better, so.
Boy, you're setting up the loss early.
I am. Sid Jeez. Would be proud of me, wouldn't he? Except, except Sid would come with the ray of hope.
Yeah.
I don't have one. I don't have one of those.
That's not your business.
They
ray
don't
of
have,
hope is not what
no,
you do.
No, I've never been a... Yeah. Set up the loss. I forgot the second part of that when I adopted that philosophy. Set up the loss, yes.
Well, who's in control of the start date? Well, in other words, why isn't it going to be April 3rd like it should normally be?
They don't even have a deal with the players on what the hell the schedule is or what's going on. Well, they say they're going to start it, but I don't know. Look at Joe. The NBA last year went to Orlando, put everybody in a bubble, and had zero positives, right?
Right.
They had the one guy that went to the strip joint in Atlanta.
Yep.
And they didn't let him back in for 2 weeks. You know, he couldn't go back in until he had like 12 tests. Now they're blowing out 3 games a day trying to travel around and play a normal schedule. And they keep saying, well, wear your mask when you're on the bench. Okay, that'll care. Okay. That'll take care of that.
Okay. Our guy, Charles Barkley, and I don't know when he said this, but it was recently, thinks that NBA, all the players should receive the dose because they pay more in taxes.
That's a good philosophy.
Why not? You know, and remember early on last year we were grousing because the Twins and all of MLB were getting tested 4 times a day every day. Why not just give them the dose? Let's go.
I agree with you. What do we care?
Dose.
Nobody else is
getting
it. We might as well give it to them.
Right.
You know, grandma's still waiting for it out here because we got to make sure there's not somebody older in another nursing home.
Right. Line up, fellas. Get ready.
Let's go. Why not? You know, maybe. Why don't we, you know, just like we sell pardons, why don't we sell doses? Have the government sell it. Make up for this trillions of dollars.
Auction them off.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think
have it be sponsored. This vaccine brought to you by Pepsi.
I think 50% of it should be on need, and 50% of it is, you know, who wants to donate, you know? In fact, when Biden, you know, he's going to raise the same taxes that the rich guys didn't have to pay. You know, the $400,000 guys now are going to get taxed more, right? Mm-hmm. But with that, they get a dose. How about that?
Yeah, you get a dose.
So you don't complain about it.
Yeah, so you can keep making money and keep paying
more. Yes, we're going to put your taxes up another 3% like they should be.
Too bad you've taken such a hit, Souchere. You're at the back of the line. Get back, pal.
You're going to get a dose, you know. What are we doing? Start giving people shots. Stop hoarding it.
I have NASCAR news for you, too.
Okay,
first of all, NASCAR, their schedule starting February 14th. But my news is, Royce, our gal, Hallie Deegan, I'm reading from the Post here, the New York Post, so I don't want any kind of flack from anybody. NASCAR says it's requiring driver Hallie Deegan to undergo sensitivity training after calling an opponent a retard during a virtual race over the weekend.
During a virtual race?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, she got bumped from behind.
What level is she at? What is she going to drive this year? What would she?
This year, it's being told to me that she's going to be in a truck. So we're going to see more and
we're
more of her.
Her up. So,
but her quote here.
I looked at some of her stuff that she's gotten in trouble in the past. I'm not surprised that might have happened to Haley.
She'll move you out of the way. She'll move you out of the way. But her quote here is, it was an inappropriate slang and a stupid thing to do, she said in the statement. I apologize to everyone who is offended by it. There's no excuse I have to do better.
But she was just probably saying, take that retard or something.
Calling a guy that for bumping her.
I don't know.
And then, of course, we have Kyle Larson, who was kicked out. But he's been signed with Hendrick, so he'll be back.
So his crime was a little
was
a little
highly
more serious,
offensive.
a little more serious. So anyway, what are we going to do at Daytona? Are we going to let 10,000 people in or something?
Yeah, good question. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't know. There have
Rook?
Been.
Yep.
Can you find J.L. Coven as Trump today? He's honoring MLK.
Oh, really?
Look that up right now.
Just in case there's sponsorships out of there, we might not want to do the Mr. Pillow one. So.
Okay. I'll look for it.
Yeah.
Call some milk. This is milk day.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
You know, I had a whole radio bit there for a couple of years about happy. How come nobody ever says Merry MLK Day? Right. Ho, ho, ho.
Happy D.
But since last May, that joke's kind of gone flat. So I think we'll skip that one. So anyway, that one doesn't work as well as it used to.
Great. So today is a very important day. We celebrate and honor the legacy of milk. Okay, milk. One of our great patriotic beverages. Very white, very tasty. Sort of everybody, maybe you weren't right. You look like you were raised on formula, but I was raised very strongly on milk. Not from my mother, but she paid some people to breastfeed me. She said she didn't want that. But, you know, it's strong Trump compassion right there, strong Trump compassion. So everybody has the day off today to honor milk. I don't think the leftists, the radical socialists should have it off because they're out there going, we don't need milk. You know, you can leave the cows alone. You can have, look, here's some acorns. We're going to put this in a machine and we're going to make acorn milk. That's what they're selling at the supermarkets. That's what I've been told. Acorn milk. You know, look at this. We found some twigs. We're making twig milk for the radical leftists, okay? But real Americans, we know we love our great milk, even though Joe Biden is going to destroy our milk farmers. He wants to kill dairy. He's going to, you know, I pardoned the Thanksgiving turkey very strongly. Joe Biden is going to slaughter milk cows on his first day. He's going to do it. But we're not going to do it today. We honor milk very strongly. Love it. And our dairy farmers, they never did so well until I showed up because I supported milk. Okay? What's that, Mike? No, not you, Pence. We're done with you. Pompeo, you're now in the room. MLK for black. He was a black. Okay, well, chocolate milk then. We love chocolate milk almost as much as white milk. So, you know, we support all milk.
All milk. Okay, thank you.
Radical left, you know.
God almighty. Okay. Well, yeah, he's if you want to look him up, there's one on our friend Mike Lindell in there, but we'll pass on that one.
Hold off on that.
Mike looked a little forlorn standing out there in front of the White House, though, didn't he? After they
not even Trump was interested.
No, he was. Mike stayed on Twitter though because his close associate. He's not on it as much as he was, but. His close association with Don, I thought he would have would have gotten off Twitter because Don wasn't on it anymore. But anyway,
well, that's not of his doing. They gave him the boot.
Does Don get to come back to Twitter at some point? Is there a time
He's
limit?
He's banned the right box now. I think they want him to. I think, yeah, maybe once he's
86 for life.
Once he's in Mar-a-Lago, who cares what he's tweeting out then? Unless he's wanting them to attack the White House or something like that. So
well, it's going to be an interesting couple days, Pat.
It is. I think we're overreacting though that we have to now make sure that the National Guardsmen are not going to have an insurrection here. That's that seems a little, even though we found one guardsman who was crazy, so now we're supposed to worry about all of them. Doesn't that seem like
a policy that might have been in place all along, or not? Am I wrong in assuming that?
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, Twitter has come out on CNBC.com, and they're explaining how they will transfer the White House and POTUS accounts to Biden next week. So his POTUS account, I don't know if his POTUS account is down. But his personal, the real Trump is down.
Is down. But they were trying to get the POTUS account. Twitter originally, I don't know, something. They have a lot of followers. I remember when there was a big dispute at our place about 10 years ago about when somebody left and they were like Star Tribune. It was attached to the Star Tribune.
Oh,
sports.
Was it Judd?
Can't remember. I don't think. Maybe it was Judd. Was it Judd? And the original thing is they weren't going to let him take his followers with him. Although I think it was that. It might have been Seifert. I don't know.
Oh,
when he went to it, because Judd didn't exactly go to a competing outlet
here, of course.
But I think Kevin, we were still worried about. I think it was Seifert. There was some dispute as to whether the Star Tribune football writer would get his Twitter followers or not. So I think they finally relented. So.
Once again, a first world problem there.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Boy, I went about 3 days without tweeting, and then I went insane yesterday. I had like 30 of them. I don't know what was going on. I guess it was bored, and I was watching a lot.
I was going to say, what moves you to tweet?
When I can think of something to agitate people about.
I sent you an angry tweet on Friday, and you didn't respond. Royce's muted me, so I just erased the tweet.
No. Was that the one about were you complaining about the movie?
Yeah, it was something about Buffalo 66. I thought we could get into a Twitter spat.
I didn't know that you weren't. I thought you were a fan of it. Cannot. Joe, what do you think? Should we talk a little more about Buffalo 66 here?
No, I don't think so. I got to go to the bank even though they're not open.
You got to go to the bank even though they're
not open. I was going to ask, Matt, have I worked long enough now to earn my 1 hour of pay for
this? I think you can put in for that one. Yeah,
well,
you're good.
Then I got to go, fellas.
I think we all have to go. We'll make it through here. And by the way, I'd like to send out our mutual condolences here to Tom Kelly and his family. And it's just a bad deal. TK Jr. was. I just remember that kid being around the team ballpark all the time, but he didn't. He didn't just sit in the dad's office and do nothing. If he was going to be there, he had to help with the towels and the bats and clean and the whole thing. He was an active bat boy working.
I know a lot of his St. Thomas teammates were taken aback. Yeah.
He was on that, Guillen was on that, your son-in-law was on that 2001 national champions, right? Yeah. Tom was a pitcher on that team. And bad deal. So anyway.
Yeah, it's really sad.
The Kellys didn't just come to town and then leave. I mean, his whole friend basis are those St. Paul guys.
He knew
all those guys, the Walshers and the Mowers and all the kids who were on that St. Thomas team. That's a good St. Paul Irish family, though, isn't it? You go to Hill Murray, and then you go to St. Thomas, right? That's the way. Either you go to Creighton or Hill Murray, and then you go to St. Thomas.
So.
Yep. Anyway.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Hey, next time we gather, we'll have a brand new president.
Yes, we will.
We hope.
Yes, we will.
we hope.
We're very hopeful and very optimistic it's going to take place.
See you later.
All right.